Pain in the Morning, folks. January 5th, Tuesday, as we move into a very busy part of the month. We have elections. We have electoral votes. We have a lot of things breaking. We have other news. There is other news, believe it or not. Besides the election shenanigans, which have gone on almost now, what, 3 months? Well, not quite 3 months, but coming up on 3 months, be 90 days by the time the inauguration, one way or another. So we have some more. Got a little bit of a late start tonight because we have some more breaking news work. And we broke some news yesterday about a saboteur or sabotage, potential target of terror on the food supply chain, the grocery stores in the South. Yesterday, we reported that it affected 900 stores in the South. Today, we got the update that it's more than 1,200. So the number keeps growing, and the authorities are looking at this, and we're happy to break that. It's hard to say if anybody picks it up, and it doesn't really matter because you know it. And we work for you out there. We're not. I'm concerning myself less and less with the rest of the media because they're so far behind. So why even bitch about them? Because they're not very good at what they do, and we've proven that. We started this with $35, and we've outdone them time and time and time again. So, baby, I'm a star. That's what everybody thinks they are on the internet, but I'm not. It's more like they're going crazy. We'll start out with some prints here a little bit as I fix the lights here. Let's go with set lights tonight. How about red? Red? Red is the color tonight. A little bit of prints, a little bit of red in the background. More breaking news. We're wrapping up here. We had a long interview with a number of different folks today that involving another national security issue, the Christmas bombing in Nashville. I'm not going to get a chance to roll that out to the general population for a while because of time constraints. And so what we'll do is tomorrow, that'll go out to our subscribers first on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And you're gonna want to hear this interview. We also have some sources who are getting us some intel from the ground that the feds have tried to cover up, make it seem like this was like a little explosion from an RV. So we're working on that too. And we stay committed to national security issues. We stay committed. It's a Yiddish term, committed. We stay committed to COVID-19 and bringing you stuff that nobody else is bringing you, because that's what I've done my entire career and pretty damn good at it, I'd say. So while everybody else is going crazy, we're staying focused on what I consider major news, but some other folks don't. That's your choice. We've had pretty good news judgment in the last 4.5 years, as you may recognize and you may know if you followed us. Really alarming stuff coming out of the South. Nashville, and now the stories we're talking about yesterday. These texts are rolling in. It's like crazy. The stories we're talking about yesterday with the grocery supply chain, that's coming out of the South as well. We hear that's based out of the Atlanta area, the warehouse that was affected, so I'm sure there's no coincidence that there's a runoff election for the Senate in Georgia this week. I'm sure that there's no connection there. The fact that the South is being targeted, telecommunications are being disrupted, now the food chain is being disrupted, the food supply chain, 1,200 plus grocery stores. Where's the media on this? Where's the media on it? They just, again, I'll try not to bitch about it. I said I wasn't going to bitch about it. Anyway, so we'll have that interview tomorrow on Tuesday on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Somebody boots on the ground in Nashville. It's not some recycled source that's been on YouTube and other places or whatever. This is like a real deal. This is an exclusive. And testimony is shocking. The witness testimony is shocking and disturbing. And his background stands for itself. It's something else. So that'll go out to subscribers. And we do that. I think that's going to become a mainstay, too. We have to feed more of these to subscribers because the ads really are not cutting it. To be honest with you, and the folks on patreon.com/TruePundit and subscribestar.com/TruePundit really are buttering our bread, so to speak. So if you want to get in the club, jump in there. You get access to the video podcast, a lot of other stuff. We'll do a Pain After Dark on Saturday as well for subscribers. We'll do this interview for subscribers. I don't know when we can get to it to put it out to the general population. So if you want to hear it first, excuse me. Wow, I need some water. Hold the wire. Well, you gotta know your cues. So thanks to the folks on those platforms, patreon.com/TruePundit, subscribestar.com/TruePundit. We'll get that interview up, and that's going to be happening a lot more often because we may be changing some big things around. We're going to be rolling some things out this week, too, later in the week. Another Intel tier I think you're going to be happy with. Some people will be happy with. You know, this show's not for everybody, guys. It's just not. We talked about it before, okay? It's a lot of people say to me, this guy has this many subscribers and this guy has this many downloads on their podcast. Okay, what does that mean? I have 300,000 plus people on Twitter, and most of them are cement heads. I'm looking for quality, not quantity. I need smart people that want to learn, want to listen, and folks I can learn from. If I want to hang out with a bunch of dopes and morons, I'll go on Twitter. And in that regard, I appreciate all the good emails folks have sent me and the good notes on the subscriber platforms and even off the subscriber platforms, encouraging us with what we're doing and that we keep the faith and we keep bringing real news to people, not the it's nonsense. I'll give you an example, okay? I just got a note. I won't say from who. They know who it's from. And it kind of sums things up what I'm talking about. Let me just read it to you. We're flirting with disaster because a lot of these people are cement heads. And I don't need cement heads. I'm not in this to get rich. I'm not in this to retire early and try to be the man. Okay? I've already been the man in my career. It's no fun being the man, by the way. It usually involves you cutting corners and having to do bad things for very rich people so that you stay the man. And I'm going to do things different. Here's the note. While our country's in shambles due to CoronaCon, we have been on lockdown, forced into bullshit submission masks, threatened with immunity passports, businesses destroyed, suicides, weddings and graduations have been ruined, canceled, etc., etc., etc. Meanwhile, the cult is super excited that Trump is dancing to YMCA. I'm not looking for those people, okay? I'm not looking for anything to do with those people. We need serious people. This is the adult table. That's the kiddie table, okay? Hey, it's great to have fun when you're winning and things like that. If you play competitive sports, you know when you're winning, you can fuck around a little bit, goof around. And it adds to the atmosphere of winning. When you're losing, you don't fuck around. You have to get back on the track of winning. And that's what I'm trying to do here. Slowly, it's an uphill battle every day, but that's okay. So, on the subscriber platforms, check that interview out. It's fucking unbelievable. And it's no wonder they won't let guys like this. Well, first of all, can they get a guy like this? Get to a guy like this who has hooks in the Intel apparatus, and in, inside and outside, and by his birthright and connections and things like that. His family's been in Nashville for since the 1800s. So, and one, even if they could get to him, the mainstream media or the right-wing media, would they actually print what he said or publish it or broadcast it? Absolutely not. So look for that. I'm real happy with the way that turned out. And then we have another, we have other stuff coming. Supposedly some photos from Ground Zero there in Nashville that are absolutely tell a different story than what the feds have been saying. And the feds have been threatened anybody with a camera, by the way. And they took people's cameras and they made them delete photos. You can't make this stuff. But they do that all the time. They did it 9/11 in New York City. So did NYPD, took cameras. And it's another story for another day. Not a lot of people know that. That's the bread and butter. Get all the evidence. Make sure that if anybody's on the street and they take they take any pictures, they want them destroyed. It's usually a good indication that you're not dealing with somebody who's above board. But we've already discussed that, and we've already proven that they're full of shit. And it's a glorious thing. The cat, that cat's out of the bag, and we continue now on the next bullshit scheme. COVID. And also, you know, I'm not going to turn a blind eye to these national security issues because it's in our wheelhouse and we're very good at what we do. You know this stuff. I don't have to fucking nominate myself for Pulitzer every time I talk to you guys. What did we open with? I don't even know what we opened with. We opened with Prince. Let's go with a little... How about some Great Pretender by the Platters? You know, I talked to you guys yesterday, Pain in the Morning yesterday on Monday. It's a good thing I had that backup audio going yesterday because we lost the first part of the show and I used the backup audio for the whole show. So if it sounded a little bit, just a little bit different, that's because it saved my bacon. It's always good to have a contingency plan, folks. You learn that at Intel. And also in Fortune 100 when I worked at Citi. Always have a backup plan so that if you get caught with your pants down, well, unless you're Bill Clinton, of course. He has no backup plan. His backup plan is he'll just get away with everything. Pretty good backup plan. Anyway. We talked about yesterday some over the New Year, New Year's Day, swiped my credit card, and they went on a resort binge, and I tracked them several hundred dollars, I mean, a lot of money, and they rented out two rooms on New Year's up in the Pocono Mountains at a place called Chateau Resort, right at the base of a ski resort, ski mountain, and upon further review, you don't want me investigating stuff. Especially if somebody steals money from me. Now, we'll get it back from the bank, I would presume. Sure, we will. they chalked up. Listen to this. I don't know how these people can travel around, okay? Because we can't go anywhere in Pennsylvania. But apparently, they went to up to the resort. They got two suites. One was the governor's suite. Another was a king suite, split level. Both suites had like were two levels. You know, they had like a second floor on the suite. Both suites are like living it up there, right? I'm stuck back here at home on New Year's, working. We were working the Atlanta story, the Atlanta food story that we broke yesterday, and also the Nashville bombing. Spending a lot of time in the South. So these Great Pretenders, they ran up our credit card. I called the hotel and I talked to the manager. Nice enough lady, but the whole thing seems very fishy to me. Very fishy, and I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you got to be careful out there, too. I'll tell you why and how as we pick another song out here. About a little renegade. You got to be a renegade. You got to be a credit and financial renegade in tough times. Mama, I'm in fear for my life.
Live from the long arm of the law.
These people aren't in fear. Well, they might be by the time it's over. Anyhow, there's like a Hispanic woman booked a couple rooms up there, used my credit card. So I talked to and she took her posse up there from Philadelphia. We tracked them down in Philly. I'm not gonna mention her name because why tip her off? But I spoke to the manager up there today. They won't even give us our money back. Like, well, we can't. This is what they say. And this way, you have to be careful, right? And it's tough if you only have, like, let's say you got $500, $600, $700 in your account, and you wake up and it's gone because some crazy princess took your credit card number and had a big New Year's party. People don't understand that. I said to the manager, you know, we don't have a lot of money here on that account, so we need the money back. And she said, well, how can I prove that you... This is fucking incredible. I said, I worked fraud. This is textbook fraud case. You guys have no controls. They have no controls. The person booked online. They got two rooms online, two suites online. They used my credit card. And then when they checked in, they were not asked to present a physical credit card. That's number one. Okay. Number two, the address and the CV2 and everything and the zip code. Most legitimate hotels and merchants have that to match your address and your zip code and your name. Well, they didn't have that. They don't have those controls on there. It's like a fucking free-for-all. Now, that is a recipe for fraud, and maybe that's the case. Maybe that's the way they're rolling. So I said, why would I be calling you up? What are you, crazy? You go after her for the money. No, you have to call your bank. I said, I don't want to call my bank. I'm calling you. You guys help perpetrate the fraud. No, you have to call the bank. I mean, it's like it's unbelievable, right? I said, look, it's going to take me weeks to track this down with the bank. The bank's got to contact you. You got to send them stuff. Plus, you get a strike on your merchant account. You know, if you get enough strikes on your merchant account, they yank your merchant account. I said, don't you want to just handle this now and just avoid it? Just credit me the money back and you go after her. It's going to come down to that anyhow. No, we can't be sure that you're not trying to trick us. This is what I'm dealing with. I said, how would I even know all this information? Now, through our sources, we found out exactly who the woman was and the hotel was of no help. But we know some people, some scary people and low places and even scarier people in higher places. But I know exactly who she is, where she lives. So I said, this address that she has on file with you guys, right? Doesn't match my address. Didn't you check her ID? Yeah, we checked her ID. I said, did you take an imprint of her driver's license? No, we just checked her ID. Did the ID match the reservation? I said, yeah, but you didn't ask for a physical credit card. Folks, when's the last time you checked into a hotel and didn't have to provide a physical credit card? Anyway, you have to be careful out there, folks. So keep an eye on your bank accounts. And I almost got her before she checked out. She had a late checkout on Saturday. And by the time I tracked her down, she just checked out about 10. But it doesn't matter. The hotel doesn't even care. They're like, yeah, well, that's your problem. That's your bank's problem. And I'm like, something else. It's like you can't, there's always like something to worry about. There's always some kind of scandal. You notice that? You just can't get peace and quiet. Keep an eye on your finances, folks. And here's the catch. It was a debit card, right? I haven't used that debit card in, I hadn't used that debit card in a long time. I don't know where they got it from. Anyway, I called the source. Now shut up, we'll go into the news. I have a lot of stuff to do in the next 2 days, 3 days. I called her up and I left her message. I'm like, yo, give me a call back. I'm the guy you stole the credit card from. She's got two or three cell numbers. Doing pretty good. You have to have two or three cell numbers. We traced those too. Called her back. Yo, give me a call back and I want to talk to you. The last one's like, hey, I have a podcast, and I want to interview you to find out how you got my credit card number. She didn't call back. You know, I taped the hotel manager, too. It's not worth playing. She's a nice lady, but, you know, if you're working for an organization, right, and it's the controls from the top are shitty, you can't dump too much on the manager. I mean, you know, she's said, well, that's just the way we do it. That's the way they do things here. That's the way we do things here. I said, yeah, but it's a recipe for fraud anyway. They're out there. As things tighten up, you know, I found that out in business, too, when during tough times when I was at Intel. Business was booming. I mean, wow. We had so much business because people are stealing money. People are looking for money that's been taken from them or that they're owed. They're trying to collect. Business is jamming. And we're getting to that point, too. The good thing is this woman couldn't have gone too haywire one way or the other because she about maxed out our account just on one night with a couple suites. And so, but again, it puts us in kind of a strange position because now we have bills to pay. I said this to the lady, we have electricity to pay. We have all this stuff. What are we supposed to do? Tough luck, buddy. You know, she stayed here in the governor's suite and everything else. And who knows? They probably had a big party there. I'll probably get a bill for that, too. A bill and a fine for social distancing violations, everything else. It might not be over yet. The bank will sort it out. I mean, I used to work these situations, and she won't get off the hook, and we will get our money back, God willing, and everything else. But again, puts you in a tough spot. I'm still standing, right? I'm excited to actually, I just want to share that with you. Tell you to keep your head on a swivel, folks. It's getting nasty out there. And it does. Whenever it gets tight like this, my professional experiences, it can get a little nasty. People are looking to grift. I'm not even talking about the so-called influencers on Twitter. I'm talking about professional grifters. Those people, well, some of them might be professional. Talk about that at another time. But I'm excited to get that interview out to folks about the Nashville. There's some crazy stuff in there. It really is. And it's the name of the game here. I love telling people things they don't know. So you have to tune into patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. I tell you, I'm just fucking tempted to put the whole goddamn podcast behind a paywall. With the way these ad things are working out. But patience, I guess. I'm told to have patience, but I am running out of patience. So at some point we need to, you know, we need to gin up some support. I see all these other heroes. They're running wild. They got mad cash for their, one guy was, so-called journalist was raising money for a car. I don't even, we're out here busting our ass. Don't even get me started about that whole crowd. Hopefully their shelf life is, it's past expired already, but hopefully it's only a few more weeks they'll be around. We'll see as things are completely chaotic. Now let's go to the news. I wish that was just the only example of grifters. There's countless examples, countless scumbags in the media. And we'll talk about that at another time in another place. But right now there's so much going on this week. There's only one song we can pick for this story. A madman across the water. As we jump across the pond, so to speak, to the UK. England to start a new virus lockdown until mid-February. And folks, as the editor's note says from the Young Bucks, coming to America in 2021, question mark? You know, I've said this, and we've been spot on this time and time again. They roll this stuff out in the UK, and then it's a dry run as a weather balloon, and they see how it plays, and then voila, they roll it out in the United States. So be on the lookout. But Boris Johnson is a madman. I mean, he's another fool, another sentinel of the global cabal. locking people down. We have good people I know in the UK, and they are fucking fuming. What can they do? There's no guns over there. They gave up their guns. If you want to look into the future, look in places like Australia that gave up their guns. Look at places in the UK that they don't have guns. They have no recourse. Private U.S. citizens have more guns than the U.S. military. Now, they don't have the big tanks and things like that, but they're a force to be reckoned with. That's why the Second Amendment is so important. This is what happens when you're unprotected and officially a government bitch, and we might be headed there. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced today a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to combat a fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus. This is a new scheme now. There's a new twist. It's like the new improved fucking tide with bleach. The new improved COVID with extra bullshit. If it's a new variant, does that mean why would we take the vaccine? These guys aren't even slick enough to spread bullshit right and hype. Well, we're going to need another vaccine? Oh, okay. We'll get right on it. A new variant of the coronavirus is spreading even as Britain ramped up its vaccination program by becoming the first nation to start using the shot developed by Oxford University and drug maker AstraZeneca. If it's by Oxford, it must be legit. Spy university over there. Johnson said people must stay at home again as they were ordered to do so in the first wave of the pandemic in March. This time because the new virus variant was spreading in a frustrating and alarming way. As I speak to you tonight, our hospitals are under more pressure from COVID than any time since the start of the pandemic, he said. Hello, Governor! Under the new rules, he stayed home or I'll punch you right in the bloody bollocks. Of course, he didn't say that. I just threw that in. Bollocks meaning testicles. It's an American translation. You're welcome. I didn't even need the Oxford Dictionary for that. Under the new rules, which are set to come into effect as soon as possible, primary and secondary schools and colleges will be closed for in-school learning. Over there, they call it face learning. Hello. Face learning today? No. No. No face learning. University students will not be returning until at least mid-February. All non-essential shops and personal care services like hairdressers will be closed, and restaurants can only operate takeout services. Man, these folks can't get to the pub. That's bad form over there. They love going to the pub. They love hitting, have a couple pints and some bitters. As of Monday, there were 26,000 blah, 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 blah. UK has seen an alarming surge, blah, 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 blah. UK chief's medical officers warned, blah, 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 blah. We're still dealing with a recovery rate of 99.9%, right? But there's a new strain. Did you hear about the new strain? Huh? Hey, you bloody stupid. We travel over to Scotland. Scotland, which controls its own health policy under the UK system of devolved government, has often imposed stricter coronavirus restrictions than those in England. Where's William Wallace when you need him? William Wallace died for this, for these jellyfish? Beginning today, Tuesday, people in Scotland will be required to stay at home, except for an essential reason. An essential reason might be to go get some whiskey. Some booze. To help ease the pressure of hospitals and intensive care units. See, this bullshit's playing out globally. These are mad men across the water at this point. Scotland's locked down. You folks in Northern Ireland, that's under UK rule, you You guys locked down as well? Reach out to me. Let me know what's going on over there. We have people all over the place now. It's show's actually growing into an... It's more of an intel operation to me than a podcast. Behind the scenes on those platforms. Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. The emails I get, the correspondences I get, the chit-chat goes back between subscribers. It's just turning into like an intel network. Of course, maybe that was the whole point. You know? You never know what Mr. Moore is building. It wouldn't be the first intel network I built. So Britain has secured the rights to 100 million doses of Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Yeah. They're going to have to force it down people's throats. Not going so well in the U.S. There's a lot of inventory sitting around in the U.S. making people like Fauci and all of his wing monkeys very, very nervous. Very nervous. We go across from London back to the U.S. and we talk about another madman across the water, but on this side of the pond. Where's he at? An abrupt ending to this song. Let's go right into the next. Things we do on here. Short people. I get a lot of great emails on that. People are get so excited about short people. They get excited about Cuomo, the Christmas donkey, the music. So I appreciate the accolades. We like to have fun, as you know. If you can't laugh at it, guys. Well, I've been criticized in the past. I don't care. I'm just myself. I have to laugh at things. Sometimes I do focus on the negative a little bit more than I get so many good emails. I'm going to focus on that in 2021. The scattered ones that don't make any sense. Most of them, I don't know what the hell they're talking about half the time. But we'll focus on the good people and the good emails because we have to grasp on to something. And they far outweigh the negative, so we'll go with those. You have to stay positive, especially in trying times. Song's almost over. Let's go back to the beginning. Oh, it's magic. I'm right back to the beginning. Dr. Anthony Fauci is at it again. Fauci on if the U.S. will have a California-style lockdown under Biden. That's not out of the question, this guy. He originally said a year ago that there would never be a lockdown in the United States, that it didn't make any sense. No lockdown. Wasn't possible, like they were doing in China. That was a year ago. This guy is a weather vane. It's fueled by Mad Dog 2020. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Idiots and Fools, refused to rule out today the possibility that certain areas in the U.S. may enter California-style lockdowns under a Biden administration. Fauci loves this. He wants you all to fucking die in your houses. So he can keep doing his press tour. This guy can't possibly be doing any work. It's nonstop on the radio, on podcasts. Fucking guy was on Sesame Street, for fuck's sake. But Snuffleupagus is... And Snuffleupagus started a contract dispute because Fauci's the newest Muppet. He can't be doing any work. He's on a press blitz, TV broadcasting. Now he's animated. He was on with like Dora the Explorer. One of the younger guys here in his 20s said, "That bitch is still around? She hasn't found what she's looking for yet?" vicious crew in here. The interview came as the U.S. recently passed 350,000 deaths from COVID-19 pandemic. We don't know if that's true. We have to fact check that. Everything should have a little fact check thing on the back. We don't know if that's true. California in recent weeks experienced a massive surge in new cases despite imposing some of the nation's most stringent restrictions. What does that tell you? We don't know if that's true either. What's the next song? Okay, we'll go right into the Eagles since we're talking about the... You can check in, but you can never leave. Just like California. Are we looking at a campaign where President-elect Biden becomes president? Or are we going to need to do another 15 to 30 days? Stop the spread? Maybe do a partial lockdown? Between the issue and obviously what's happening now? And it looks like hospitals, they're overwhelmed in November. What's going to happen at the end of January? Somebody say another 15 to 30 day lockdown? We're still on the original 15 day lockdown. It's almost a year. You know, with my math score on SATs, I could have gotten a government job. Well, yeah. Fauci says, I hope we don't have to do the lockdown because of, you know, how much COVID-19 fatigue there is of people just really being worn down with this. Oh, Fauci's all of a sudden worried about you. As he continues to get richer and richer and more famous. But we certainly need to enhance and make more uniform our public health measures. President-elect Biden has called for 100 days of everybody wearing a mask uniformly throughout the country. And that's really a great start. Until they have to sneak up behind you and plunge a needle in your neck and tag you like an elk and get tagged like an endangered turtle or an elk. The idea about locking down is something you might have to do, but you want to avoid, Fauci continued. And in certain areas of the country, such as California, which is really being stressed with regard to hospital beds and personnel who are really getting exhausted. You have to, they've already decided on some form of lockdown in specific areas. Blah, 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 blah. We have the full transcript. This idiot was on Meet the Depressed with Chuck Todd or whatever the hell this stupid show is called. He did an interview with Chuck Todd. It looks like he was on the bong for 24 hours before the interview. The guy looks like Boris Karloff, man, talking to Fauci. That's a good combination. If you have trouble sleeping, put that on. If there's no golf available, no golf tournaments, put that interview on. You'll go right to bed. Stories on True Pundit. Hotel California. Fauci's in charge. He's at the front desk. You can check in, but you can never leave. The Hotel COVID with Fauci. Would you like one? We have a special tonight, room service. Would you like one needle or two? Oh, four? Oh, yeah, there's two people in our party. Okay. We're sending out four needles now, sir. Jesus. My God. Oh, no. We went back to back. I can't even believe it's back. It's. What do you mean Christmas is over? No, it's not. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. It's the COVID donkey. The Italian COVID donkey.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy.
Hey! It's people are dropping like donkeys in New York. Everyone from Italian to honkies. Asians, African Americans, and honkies. A New York Democrat New York Democrats bill allowing Governor I Like to Kill Old People Cuomo, to detain individuals dangerous to public health, sparks backlash. I don't know what took you so long. We were one of the people that broke this story a long time ago. No one seemed to care. All of a sudden, now it's news. The pattern is back. That's okay. At least people are talking about it now. There's a lot of donkeys out there that need to wake the fuck up. Us thoroughbred and stallions out here being held back by these jackasses, literally. A New York Democrats bill that would allow the governor, this maniac, a governor who has a penchant for manslaughter, or his surrogates, to detain individuals who pose a threat to public health by a single order in a medical facility or other appropriate facility, sparked fierce backlash online. Took long enough. This disturbing bill, which has been waking its way through the legislature, allows for the removal and detention of anyone who may be a danger to public health. Maybe this we can finally get rid of Cuomo. You can't even. I think Cuomo is probably more than a public danger to health, but that's okay. He's running the show. Except the people who may, or anyone who may be a danger to public health, is purposely undefined. It could be used at least one day to forcibly remove you or your children from your home for whatever reason they see fit, especially if they have a couple buddies that want to buy your property. Throw your ass out on the street. Go a little foreclosure action. Tape it off. A little CDC tape. It's dangerous to go in there. Foreclose on it, and their buddies get it low and sell high. That's how they make money for their friends. Sell to the Chinese. The Chinese are scooping up a lot of property in New York City and Philadelphia at a low rate. Is that what this is all about? Selling out the country again? Of course it is. Many critics of the bill tied it to the austere measures taken by local and state officials with regards to coronavirus pandemic. Although earlier versions of the bill were introduced as far back as 2015-2016 legislative session. We said this when we broke the news. Well, we didn't break it. I say we broke it in this COVID era, though. The bill was initially introduced to address public health concerns regarding the containment of Ebola, that virus. It was okay. It's a deadly virus, Ebola, but they didn't lock anybody down. Hey, Ebola is in the United States. Let's just roll with it. Tell people it's deadly, but don't worry about it. Go about your business. Wait a minute. We have this flu-like symptom, a flu-like virus, COVID-19, that's not deadly, that has a 99.9 recovery rate. Let's lock everybody down. What about Ebola? Shut your mouth. Get on the train. Guys, for anyone who is an American and believes the Constitution is a sacred document and the backbone of our country, civil rights and constitutional rights, you can just be yanked out of your house because you're deemed a dangerous person. It's insane. Of course, it's in New York. Where else would it be? Oh, I need a drink. Hey, sing it, Frank.
And, if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you.
If they can take you there, they can take you and stuff you anywhere. Yeah, sing it. Yeah.
New Woo. York.
Cuomo, an arch criminal who's going to get away with it. There's no Scooby-Doo episode, folks. There's no meddling kids. The meddling kids usually is the Department of Justice. The problem is Shaggy and Scooby. Bill Barr started out as Shaggy in his career, earlier in his career, with the DOJ. And after all the Scooby snacks and sandwiches that him and Scooby stole, he went from Shaggy to Pavarotti. He went from Shaggy to Jerry Nadler. So there's no meddling kids who are going to save our asses. We're on our own out here. About some slow dancing from Willie Nelson. You too. What a combination. We are way behind. Quote, 35 million coronavirus vaccines sitting on shelves and in freezers. Guess what's going to happen? They don't last forever. Right? This stuff isn't spam. There are 35 million coronavirus vaccines sitting on shelves and ready for distribution. Former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Dr. Scott, I'm a moron, Gottlieb said Monday. Gottlieb criticized the federal government's effort to inoculate Americans with the coronavirus vaccine during an interview on CNBC. There are 35 million vaccines sitting on shelves right now, Gottlieb told CNBC anchor Andrew Ross Sorkin. Hey, buddy, pick a name. Now we... What, are you trying to be a serial killer? Three names? And we know 50 million vaccines are going to become available in the month of January. So we are stockpiling as many as 2 million vaccines a day on top of the 35 million. We are way behind. You can't sell it. You fucked up. You rushed it. You underestimated the general public. They don't want to put poison in their veins for a virus that has a 98.9 blah 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 blah. You know what I'm going to say? Why wouldn't you just chance it? I'll just chance getting COVID if I. I told my wife, it's very basic, and my kids. If I get COVID and I die, it's because my body couldn't handle it. I would have died from something else, presumably. If it's your time, it's your time. But I'll take my chances with that before I'll put some fucking chemicals in my body that Bill Gates was responsible for cooking up and backing and Big Pharma that they rushed through with no human tests. Well, I stand corrected. No animal tests before the human test, but they still struck out on the human test. They didn't run enough tests. Didn't test it long enough. I'll take my chances. If I get it and something happens, that was the way it was supposed to go down. My body couldn't handle it, so I just had to be careful and smart. But it doesn't mean I have to stay locked away in my house like a fucking bridge troll. J.R. Tolkien over here. We are unfortunately way behind, Gottlieb said. I like how these former guys like the FDA, they're not with the FDA anymore. They can still consider themselves part of the cabal, and they say we. No, you assholes are behind. Don't categorize us Americans in the same soup with you fucking assholes. We're not behind. We're ahead. We understand what's going on out here. I'm happy to play a role in warning people to think before you leap. Learn before you leap, as I've said. 20 million first doses are already in circulation but haven't been administered. 15 million have been shipped or administered, with another 5 million to ship this week as jurisdictions tell us where to send them. What the fuck are they talking about? 3 million people, less than 3 million people have gotten vaccinations. These numbers are off. Health and Human Services, right? That dope is czar. That's coming from him. Coming from him. Yeah, 15 million people got it. Really? Last time I checked today, it was 3 million. Maybe a little over 3. Now it's 15 million doses have already been... administered? Nah, I don't think so. See, this is the trick they use. About a little Bob Marley, waiting in vain. That seems... This is a trick they use. These plutocrats and these robots and sentinels for big government. You have to mince the words, almost like a fucking attorney in a lawsuit. An HHS official said in a statement to the Daily Caller News Foundation, 15 million doses have been shipped or administered. That doesn't mean there were 15 million administered. Shipped or administered. Big fucking deal. They pump it up to make it seem like, you know, 15 million people have taken it. 3 million people have taken it. The dopes at the CDC and FDA have allocated 39.8 million doses for distribution as of December 31st, New Year's Eve. Well, now they're saying as of today, 4 million doses have been administered. Okay. That's still a long way to go. There's still 35.6 million coronavirus doses that have not been administered, but have been delivered and allocated. Talk about allocated. They're not talking about people. They're talking about the medical facilities. Like I said yesterday, folks, you can't put lipstick on a pig. They underestimated us out here, guys. They underestimated you. They thought you'd just line up like fucking sheep or livestock or cattle like you do at the airport to get your junk filled up to get on a lousy Super Saver flight, a lousy puddle jumper from one city to another, and it's like going on a prom date with Bill Clinton. Take your shoes off. Okay. You know what? Keep the shoes. I got a second pair in my bag. You keep the shoes since you molested them and stick them up your ass while you're at it. You got a second pair of shoes. Get the rattiest ass pair of shoes to wear to the airport. You look like a homeless man. You guys have fun fondling these. And you know what? You can keep a merry fucking Christmas, you dirty animals. Oh, man. Let's go south of the border here. A little, what do we got? Let's see. Bing Crosby, Mexicali Rose, or Gene Autry? Well, let's start out with Bing Crosby. Well, Mexicali Rose, as we go south of the border. The Mexicans don't even want us going down there now. Mexico is ready to offer Assange asylum, President López Obrador says. On the day that a UK judge ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can't be extradited to the United States, saying his health would be in jeopardy under the harsher severe conditions of the U.S. federal supermax prison. Colorado, no fucking joke. Mexico has come forward with an unexpected offer. Assange can get a little place on the beach down there in Baja California, Mexico. Nice little pad. Better use some SPF 700, Julian. You need a little color down there, buddy. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador announced in the hours after the ruling was handed down at the Old Bailey in London that he's prepared to offer asylum to Assange. The downside is Assange has to sell chiclets. And handmade blankets, Tijuana. That's the downside. I'm kidding. Of course he can work for a major cartel. Those are jokes, folks. Relax. Mexican president said Assange is a journalist and deserves a chance. I'm in favor of pardoning him. López Obrador announced at a news conference, we'll give him protection. Yeah. We've seen what's happened to people with protection from the state in Mexico. They like to hang around on ropes. I'm going to ask the foreign minister to ask the government of the United Kingdom about the possibility of letting Mr. Assange be freed and for Mexico to offer political asylum, Lopez Obrador added while referring the Monday ruling to prevent Assange being handed over to the U.S. as a triumph of justice. Many among Latin America's leftist politicians have long been staunch supporters of Assange and WikiLeaks' mission, foremost among them Mexico's leaders since 2018. A year ago, Obrador urged Britain to release Assange, calling his detention torture, saying WikiLeaks documents had showed the world's authoritarian workings. About some Gene Autry, same song, Mexicali Rose. Listen to the difference. We're going back here, okay? I don't know where else you can get Sinatra and Crosby and Autry. And we might play a little Steely Dan. We play a little Prince, The Clash, Bob Marley. We're not done yet. Hey, man, are you just going to be a disc jockey this year or what, man? Yeah, maybe. Don't worry, there'll be plenty of copycat shows before you know. Every asshole playing Pearl Jam on a loop, yelling into the microphone. Angry rants. It's coming. Bigger this show gets, the more idiots will jump on the coattails. That's how it works. That's worked with us for 4.5 years. We just go about our business. That's what's going on. U.S. prosecutors, let's see if you get that by the DOJ. They were pissed off that Assange wasn't extradited. They're going to stuff him in Florence, Colorado, in the Supermax, where El Chapo is, and Robert Hansen, and the Unabomber, Robert Rudolph. Fuck's sake. Ted Kaczynski? That'd be a hell of a card game, wouldn't it? Except they're not allowed to fraternize in there. 23 hours of solitary a day, 1 hour of non-solitary, that includes getting a shower and I think they have some yard time. But I think they're not allowed to. We tried to get in there and talk to Hansen, my old buddy from the FBI. But no dice. I won't let anybody in there. I don't even think those folks can get mail. Supermax. So keep an eye on that. Mexico, U.S. showdown over Assange. The guy's in bad shape, I mean, you know. But the U.S., though, if they want you, though, they're happy if you die first. They want you to show up for trial. They'll wheel you in a hammock. They'll put you in a bottle, put you in a bottle of formaldehyde, anything to get you to court. The weaker you are, the better. That's their game. That's where, you know, Supermax is where they put all the guys in the U.S. they want to shut up, like El Chapo. How many fucking federal agents and politicians in the U.S. he bribed? How many payoffs? How many payoffs he knows about with the on the same side of Mexican authorities and politicians bribing U.S. authorities and politicians? Oh, no. They can't have him being interviewed. Sean Penn got to him once. They said, nah, he goes to Supermax. On to the next story. Boy, we said this in April 2020, almost coming up on a year. Do you notice a pattern here? U.S. official says a growing body of evidence says the coronavirus came from a Wuhan lab. Oh, it took 8-9 months to catch up with us. What the hell do we know? Only write about every fucking thing we say. As our network continues to grow, we will become more dangerous. And breaking news, when we have already, it's developing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Very happy with the way things are going. podcast. It's a bright future this year. Unless I end up next to Assange and Supermax. Well, at least to be able to hang out with Hanson, see my old buddy. A top United States official said recently that the most credible theory for how the coronavirus pandemic started is that the pathogen escaped from a Chinese laboratory. U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger told British parliamentarians last week that even Chinese leaders have started to acknowledge that the virus did not originate in the Wuhan wet market, as initially reported. Wet market. Some fucking... Some wet-headed dingbat journalist in the U.S. that came out with that bullshit. Instead, Pottinger said it likely escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, located just 11 miles away. Of course it was fucking man-made. I mean, these things have to be manipulated to take effect on human beings. Otherwise, every animal with a virus would kill us all. They have to be tweaked to screw us up, too. It would be in Thunderdome if every animal's virus was applicable to human beings. Think about it. Wet market. Whether the virus escaped by a leak or accident, he could not confirm. Well, I mean, we can not much of a mystery there if you subscribe to a lot of the things we've been saying. I don't believe in coincidental things happening at this level. I don't believe in happenstance and read between the lines there. We don't even have to read between the lines. We've said it was spread. And we did a one-up besides Pottinger 9 months later now. We said that somebody in the U.S. or factions in the U.S. had a fucking hand in this. Gage. Bill Gates. Bill Gates. Woo. A little under the weather there. I apologize. That's where we're at, folks. Pottinger's controversial comments. Are they controversial? We said this with Dr. Judy Mikovits, like I said, 9 months ago. His comments come as a team of experts from the World Health Organization prepared to travel to Wuhan to investigate the pandemic's origins. Though some critics fear the investigation won't reveal anything given the organization's coziness with China. That's only taking them 9 months to investigate. What are they going to investigate next? Kennedy assassination? In related story, the WHO is next slated to investigate the Black Plague of 1918. Just getting around to it. That's the way it is, folks. So what is old is new again. What we said to you back in podcasts on this very show, Thomas Paine Podcast, in early Scamdemic 2020, now suddenly is news again. The second or third time tonight. I think we're doing pretty good. Staying ahead of the curve. Where are we going with this now? Big week. Hey, stay tuned on the subscriber-only platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for that interview. It's coming out of Nashville. It's a smoker. That's a smoker. You want to get in there early and listen to it. Jump in. We could use your help. We're not funded by millionaires or billionaires. We could seriously use your help. Keep the lights on. I know times are tough, but I want to keep doing this. And if we don't have the infrastructure, I'm not going to be able to keep doing this. It's fucking plain and simple. We're not playthings of millionaires and billionaires who stroke checks to us and tell us what to write. I'm not going to play that game. So we could use the help. And that's our bread and butter, like I said. We might be going to a format where that's the only way to get in. See if that works better than what we're doing. And this is the plight of independent media, folks. This is, there is no, It's not fun up here. Everybody has to build their own little country. What? Everybody's going up the country. You have to build your own country and your own operation and your own community. So as we continue to go up the country and build that ourselves, we can use your help. That's my nice way of asking you to get off your ass and help us out. Of course, I'm just joking. And thanks to the folks who are already doing that. We're going to roll some things out this week. I think you guys will like, and that's all we can do. I really, to be honest with you, I don't think there's much, like, we have to change a lot of things with the show. I think the show is doing well. I like the format. I like what we do. I like the new things roll out on interview-wise. I like the analysis of the news. I like the news content. I like the music, okay? We don't have to reinvent the wheel. This isn't a fucking circus. I mean, I've said this before, and maybe folks out there will understand. The only person I'm trying to one-up is me. And I figure if I can do that, people will be happy. Because I'm my toughest critic. People can slam me or whatever. It doesn't really... I'm my toughest critic. I know when I'm doing well, and I know when I can do better, etc. So as long as I compete against myself, I think people will be happy. And the folks who are jumping in there and the subscribers are getting a definite return on investment. Comes up to like a cup of coffee and a half a month to support us. It's not the end of the world. And folks, I'm here to tell you, if you're going up the country and you want to be going up the country as the United States, you're going to have to support independent media one way or another. It doesn't have to be me. It's going to have to be independent media. And it's not the Foxes of the world. And it's not the people that are on Fox who have their own thing. No, that's not the answer. Independent media, people who are not shackled from telling you the truth and from attacking the beautiful people on either side. That's independent. In other words, we don't have to be robots. We don't have to kiss their asses. That's the way the media was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a check and balance on idiots, frauds, and public corruption. It's no longer that. I don't know what it is now. It's a cesspool for the most part. And I don't know if it's salvageable. All I know is that find truth tellers and cling on to them. Like I said, you're going to need them. We're coming into a tunnel that's potentially very dark. You're going to need some people in there with some fucking lights. Tell you the truth. So you can make good decisions. I appreciate everything, folks. We got another that big interview. Look for it on the platforms. And we'll be back tomorrow as well with Pain in the Morning. Time is it? Jesus. Time flies when you're having fun. Folks are going to need some shelter out there from the bullshit. Take care and God bless.
just a shadow away.